Wednesday night.
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear your brother, your friend, your captain? He is a friend of God. He's beloved of God. The miracle of the million man march shows that if you didn't see any other time, God brought all to his divine service and answered not just with a million, but he put another million on top of the call because the brother had enough faith in Allah to make the call on behalf of his people. Can't you see? How the visible is real. It's on your brother. He's inside of America. He's right here with you. He's right here with all of us. And I think we should be ready to receive him. Your champion of truth, God's divine servant, and your pioneer in the midst of people. You don't know what it's going to be. Lift your hands together. Let him feel your love. Feel your spirit. Praise the people of Allah. The honorable minister of God.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent and Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his. I have not been in the best mood today, and I'm not in the best mood right now. Maybe it's the right mood to say what I want to say. I feel a spirit of war. Feel a peaceful spirit right now. I actually feel the spirit to kill, and I don't understand why it has come over me like this.
Kill who? Kill who? The man and spare who? The woman. You are growing up now in strength and power in America. Black man is getting weaker and weaker, and soon the black man will not be able to do nothing for you, and then you will call for his destruction, and then will have you as the booty, the prize. For destroying your black man, you become the prize. Y'all need to stop. Black boys value their peers. They value the walk, the hat, the rap, and signifying more than anything else. There's no teacher going to sway these young men to your what they call foolish ideas. You teachers are part of the system that has destroyed them. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say when you coming out of your mouth with the same old garbage that the white man taught you. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and a bunch of crackers that don't give a damn for black people. You girls will sit there and listen to that garbage. But the young boys today, they'd rather be in the pool room. They'd rather be in the street. They don't want to hear that no more. George Washington never told a lie. He chopped down the cherry tree. And Abraham Lincoln discovered America with a whole continent of Indians running around in America. We found you niggers in Africa with bones in your nose. Jungle bunnies. Yeah, you niggers for house slaves. Who wants to see that? Who wants to hear that?
production.
Now, brother, we're talking about the life of the man.
Dry bones. Thank you. He presented me, and I presented to you. There were some excerpts from the minister, and I took that tonight because the subject tonight has a part of the message that has always been around in the Nation of Islam for many years, and many of us have heard it. Many of us have not heard it, so I hope you who do have heard it, y'all will help me out. And it's called Yaqub. And this is going to be a serious thing tonight. We're going to dab into that. But thank you all for joining us tonight. I see my host is in the queue, so stay right there. I'm about to bring you in. I have a brother who does extensive research on this, and it's Matu Hotep. And the brother is very knowledgeable about this thing about Yaqub, the mystery of the Nephilim. Who was here? How did people get created? And you say, well, why are we talking about that? Because it's necessary. You know why? It's been $1.5 billion to $7 billion to almost $1 trillion in these countries digging in the earth for antiquities. So we say it is very important that we learn the ancient, because that's what this show was brought about. Dry Bones Connection, connecting you to past, present, and future. Because that's the only way we're going to see this. And I told you again, he said he had a spirit of war. We are at war, everyone. And if it ain't a war for your mind, you are sadly mistaken. We're beginning to see the shifting of the earth. Atmosphere is changing. People are becoming more curious about what is going on. And then those who don't will not see these signs or wonders. Those of you who know that the power of the heavens are at war. That's why they showed you Mars, the blood moon. We're going to link every show to everything we're talking about so you will see it yourself. We're going to talk about all that, but also our main subject would be National Geographic. You heard me, y'all. National Geographic has come out, and it's on the chat room, those of you. Those of you who are on your email, it was sent, just hit the link, said that the story of Yaqub has some validity. Now, this is coming from the esteemed National Geographic High Antiquities Office from Sydney, Australia, or Adelaide, Australia. And we'll get into that as soon as I bring my guests in. But you know we got to do what we do. All this is about us becoming at one with ourselves, our planet, and our universe. So you got to have the Maya. And that's going to be the truth, which we hope to tell tonight, the justice that we will somehow receive for restitution or remedy, as many of you call it, harmony, because the chakras are off. We want harmony and then balance, because the brain, left and right, is off. Reciprocity. Maybe if we do right, we might get right. Order. If we do things in those orders, we might become more righteous. And that is what we call the principles of Maya. And so, in doing so, we're going to open up in a minute. I'm going to do a little bit of my, what I'm supposed to do. All right, to thank everybody, my research people, thank you. Thank you. Akila, Sean, Tony. Tony sent some excellent brother. I appreciate what you sent. Credit Man, Kimba. Of course, Matu Hotel, Brother Luck, and many, many more. Texas, all you from New York, thank y'all so much for calling and coming in, because it's not about me. It's you taking this knowledge out and doing what you need to do within your parameters. We had a show a couple of weeks ago with Reverend Pinckney. And Reverend Pinckney is supposed to come on and give us a brief. He won't be long, but as soon as I check to see his number here, I'm trying to find his number. And if I see him, I'll bring him to tell you about what is going on in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where all this is taking place. We did the show about Detroit. And let me let you know, it's very serious. He was arrested the next day after doing the show. And we believe that it's based off this fraud they're claiming that they did not want to have a recount for a mayor that the people want to remove. See how they don't even want to follow their own constitution. You get them out and they still want to fight you. And that's what's happening today, y'all. They're not following what they preach. And we got to do something about it. So if I see his number, I will bring him on so he can brief us on what's taking place, because he was arrested. I have spoken with him, and many of you have on the phone. He needs a little bit of encouragement, help, call. Hey, if you ain't got another $5, send it. But a lot of people send it because this case is going to be big, everybody. If those of you who know law and are studying it and try to get yourself into it, these cases like that are very big because it goes against your civil liberties. So that means basically they're telling you you have no rights. So once they tell you have no rights, then you know you are into what they call a slave state or a police state. So these are the things that we need to think about. Also, the news, everybody, before we start bringing everybody in, give me a few more minutes, I'll start bringing the people in. The news is outrageous, everybody. I'm on Facebook talking to people. People who got real consciousness, most people don't respond. That is becoming a very sad, but I guess there's so many people out there. But this thing with the Clippers, people, listen, it's staged up. Man, 80 years old, we can't make it no simpler. Even if he does sell the Clippers, he's making a killing because the team was brought with a $1 million range, and it's worth $500 million now. So, you know, this is ridiculous for us to be falling into this trap. Maybe Magic and them want to buy the team, and that's fine. But nothing's going to change because the simple fact remains those owners know him. The people who sit next to him on the court, like Chris Tucker and Magic and Spike Lee, are sitting next to the guy at the games. I guess they didn't recognize it then. Maybe didn't let him know that. And then the guy gets taped, which everybody should be worried about that. One day, let somebody tape y'all, and you be looking to see if they did not, you know, disclose it to you that they was taping you, you saying all this stuff. Now, granted, all of us at work say all kind of things at everything. Just think if they was to tape that and take it upstairs, you ain't know. You'd be furious. So let's be real about this. That's why we got to be truthful on this show. We show on both sides. Ain't going to be one side. It's going to be both sides. Let y'all see how ridiculous that would be if they continue this type of espionage program on the people. The people are going to start doing that every time. Once they see that they can use this as a tool, you'll watch. You'll be finding out these phones that are high-tech with these great-ass microphones and can hear a mile away, and y'all think, oh, I got a badass phone. Yeah, you got a badass phone, all right. Many relationships breaking up over these phones. People texting you with their draws, all this crap going on, especially if you got, you know, the people picking up phones. These phones are very, very serious. And you know, I'm going to put this on y'all. The reason why that phone's so serious, because it's blood on them. In the Belgium Congo with the Coton, they're bleeding the people dry for us to have phones for our husband, wives, girlfriend, boyfriends to find out these numbers that really don't make no different, but they're going to get crazy about it. This is what's going on. Y'all know this. But tonight we're going to get into the science. We had Dr. Gimme. We had David Himmeltep. We have spoke to many of you who are scholarly. And it seems to be an ancient disconnect with the people. People don't know these things happen. And it's in these Bibles. We're going to get serious tonight, y'all. We're going to raise the elevation. We will reveal the Bible and show you that all of the mysteries that we talk about is in the Bible. It's called the Ecclesiastes. And many of you who do not know, you're governed by ecclesiastical priesthoods. God, what you may think. And how you know that? Because everywhere this person goes, his ring must get kissed. And every nation who kisses it is in cahoots with him. I ain't got to say the name. Y'all know it. So this is what's happening. But guess what? They have the largest and some of the most greatest treasures that have been found. They robbed them from all of the nations. About to bring my brother in. I don't see but Reverend Pickney, so I'm going to go to my guest, my brother. Bring him on in here. Matu Hemotep. What's up, bro? How you feel tonight?
Doing good, brother. And yourself?
Wonderful, man. Well, you know, like anything else, we talk frequently on what's going on, but tonight you came up with a subject that I found fascinating because it ain't just being said. Many of you know the Nation of Islam in the 60s and in the 50s, they had this particular character that they taught to people called Yaqub. And Elijah Muhammad, peace be unto him, he was ahead of his time in putting it together for our people. But at the same time, it still was a mystery. Well, we get the chance, everybody, to analyze history because guess what? We in the year 2000, that was in the year 1946. So we can analyze this now and see if he was telling the truth or not. Well, this brother did the research, and he's been digging, and he's been going into the Egyptian artifacts as well, and we're starting to find out that this story about a scientist may not be far-fetched. So go ahead, brother. Tell him what you found out about this.
Okay, brother Drybones. I think the biggest thing when we look at through history, the man who's in control right now, European descent man, has dissected everybody on the planet. He can go into the Pacific Ocean area over there in Australia, Tasmanian Islands, which there were people on there that they genocide, extincted them. He can go on the Atlantic over there on the west side of Africa. He can go all the way down into the Atlantic over there in South America. Go all the way on the other side of the Pacific dealing with the Chinese and the Japanese descent or the Mongolian descent. He gets everybody down to a teeth. But when it comes time to him, for some reason, it gets real fuzzy. He made this up that a lot of our brothers and sisters would go to the education system, the education system, making fun of it.
Cool.
He tells them that there was some dumb hominid black folks or black gorillas people, because they can't say they were smart, who went up into, let's just say, the Caucasus Mountains, because there's many mountain regions up there in the area up there in Russia, Turkey. It's a very harsh, people really don't understand, Europe and Asia is very, very harsh environment.
Terrain.
Not very,
yeah, very harsh terrain.
Very hard. People really don't understand. That's why it's not a lot of life in terms. There's animals and there is some type of forest area parts. Not forest area, but trees. But it's not a lush green place. It's very gloomy. But these people think that some black ape-like creatures went up there, got caught in some caves. This is what they're telling our people. They got stuck up in there, and then they just got stuck in the caves. And all of a sudden, they just start turning colors. Then they come back down to Tripoli. Now that these civilizations are advanced, this is the foolishness. And I'm just giving it a brief synopsis. And they overtake these people. And all of a sudden, they've turned, it's a white civilization, which they don't even say those civilizations that were advanced were even black. They just made them white folks on white folks. So this is the foolishness that I heard growing up. Then if you deal with the biblical story, which is another foolishness, parts of it is Ham, Sam, and Japheth. Well, then, you know, we know where they get Ham from. We get that from Cam or Kim, that's Egypt. Shem, you have Shemitic priests, which is Ethiopia. Those are just two different, just cousins of each other. But then they throw in some Japheth stuff. But then they tell you that Noah's son, these are his sons, and all of a sudden, Noah's son looked at, which is Ham, looked at his nakedness, and he just got turned black. This is the foolishness they tell people. These are the kind of lies. So they're saying
right.
That they were all white, and then somehow they got turned black. But here's the thing. These are all stuff that starts coming about later on and other different type of writing that these white people started coming up in their European writing in the first century.
Let me say this for a minute, too. In the Bible also states that people body change into leprosy is white as snow. That's in there as well, true, too.
And that's why a lot of time with the Bible, people don't understand, it contradicts itself multiple times. When we hear about the leprosy, they don't know if you start going into the true writings that they started banning, the Gospel of Thomas, the Nag Hammadi scripts. There are so many writings that they took out that talks about the leprosy that these people were actually kicked out. And Brother Driver, remember when I did research about Menotep? If people look up Menotep, it talks about at the time some very leprous people who had galvanized themselves and grew were put out because of mischief. So what we're seeing in the Bible is they're not giving the whole stories. And these stories are starting now to coincide with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because he was taught by somebody. And people got to understand in the Dry Bones connection, Dry Bones connection, and Brother Dry Bones with the whole encompass of what you do, brother, we start to understand now that the teachings that he got was from Master Farah Muhammad, who was probably, if we look at the research, he was probably on the Rosicrucian order. Now, a lot of people don't understand that there's different Masonic orders that teach more esoteric. People of the craft will understand. Some of them don't even understand those labels. But it talks on these stories. So this man didn't get this stuff out of nowhere. He got this stuff from others' teachings. And the people in these occult realms know this. Madame Gabovansky, if I'm saying the name right.
Before you go further, let's put this into context. So those of you who don't know Yaku is supposed to be a scientist that is able to use the method of cloning and grafting, which is in that article. The article states that what we're going to go into is to make his point more valid. National Geographic, y'all, said that the history of the Caucasian man is less or close to only 6,000 years old. Now, the reason why this is significant is because this is National Geographic, prestigious college in Adelaide, Australia, and there, you know, they go all over the place is doing it. So what I want to put into context before the brother carry on, let's put this, because you know this is what we do here. The facts is, this is the fact by the scholars that we have had on here and in their books, so everybody can know what he getting ready to tell y'all, that it's actually, according to the dates that most of the scholars go upon, as if when they say white people was not here, it says between 1500 BC to 32,000 BC, only black people lived on the whole earth. That's what it says. It says 639 AD, the Arabs occupied Kemet, and the Arabs are still in control. Now, so we get to that. Now, also, it says that, so everybody's aware of what he getting ready to go into, it says that the ancient philosophers of black Kemet, because it is no longer black since the white and mixed Arabs invaders in the year 632, and the rest of Africa has remained black. Dogon, now this is in the Dogon cosmology book, the Bantu philosophy, and the medieval Timbuktu. So the brother about to explain it, because we had to put that in there so y'all can get clarity to where we're going. This is scholarly work what we're talking about, and it should make a difference to everybody, because this is meaning that where and how they got here is going to be the question. So go ahead, brother, finish up.
I'm so glad you put that out there, brother, because I know people are going to listen to me. They're going to say, and we've talked about this many a time, brother, is, oh, that's hospitality. That's the motivation of Islam, Masonic stuff that they've made up. But see, now, the white folks, being that we're in the age of enlightenment, okay, they're coming out with the truth. They know the majority of people are dead, deaf, and blind. They know it. So they can put this out here. The majority of them are either stuck on Jesus. And I know I'm going to make some people mad tonight, but it's cool. I do a good job making people mad. And they're either stuck on Jesus or they're caught up in some of the scholarly stuff that they've been through college, which is Hospagos. actually true pseudoscience, because anybody who's in the craft knows that's the real knowledge. What they're giving you in your schools is inferior knowledge. It is nothing more than training to keep you in the matrix. Other than that, and first of all, let's get this straight, and I don't want to go off of time. Every college is not the same. You go to Cambridge, Yale, Harvard, those people are Ivy Leagues. In their studies, they know some of this stuff. You go play colleges, you'll never get this stuff. You're never going to see
That's right.
So what we got to understand is that the man in power, he's exposing himself. He knows when he shows you that picture of that monkey going from 4 feet on all fours to upright man, he knows that's him. He knows he was grafted. He knows he's half. That's why he says mankind. But we want to be called mankind. Why would R. Armstrong go to the moon, supposedly, and say one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? Now, I posed the question to people I knew. They gave all kind of stupid stuff. The man was telling you the son has jumped over the daddy, finally. We've done what you can't do, which is a lie. But this is why people don't understand. So when we get to the Yaqub story, if you start going to some of these occult books with Madame Blavatsky, brother, if I'm saying her name wrong, correct me, who was dealing with Hitler and her society and the Cthulhu Society, you would hear these stories. You would see why they were petrified of this book, and you can look this up, called The Coming Race. They're petrified of something. They knew they had to get an occult studies and to get what Hitler was doing, to create the perfect human, no, excuse me, the perfect mankind. Because they knew whatever was coming was going to decimate them. If you think I'm crazy, go get these books. That's why the Yaqub story. They know that they were created. They know that they are the lesser man. And they understand it. But they have to lie to the masses. But the truth is coming now. They're letting it out. They're telling everybody about Black Matter. They're telling everybody about Easter.
Exactly.
So they're telling it all.
And
they know that enough black people are not smart, you know, not going to research.
No, that's true. Let me stop so we can keep going, because we got so many to cover with this. Basically, everybody should understand it on here. You have to know there is a cult world. First of all, he mentioned school, college. When you go to college, you go there for 3 years. You get your associates. Your associates is your apprentice
degree. Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to your bachelor's, that's your fellow craft degree. And then when you go mm-hmm. to your master's, then you are a master mason. See, it's same duality that they have placed on us, because we are in this system that they have placed. And we're going to realize that that system is so complex, but actually so easy at the same time. But let's get more into, okay, we know that in Africa today, and those of you who are on the computer, you'll see the slideshow I have, that every species has what they will consider a white link. It's like no matter what, there's going to be an albinism throughout that. And I'm going to put a little bit more to the story so these stories that Elijah Muhammad was taught and that he was given, and many of the people in that era, Stolen Legacy, you'll be able to codify this, that they have this thing called the sand, the burning sand, where these people are supposed to be driven out. Even in the Bible, it says that all of the lepers was driven out of the area. Elaborate how this story gets into the reality of science.
Well, I think the one thing we have to look at, brother, is that when I said about Menhotep, and I'm using some of the Egyptian writing, if you go into the Josephus writing, this is the one guy that supposedly, he was nothing more than a Roman citizen, plagiarizer, who the only one that seen Jesus. But the whole thing is, you'll hear about this leprosy story, and you'll hear about them running people out into these cave areas and into this very treacherous area because they were unrighteous. Now, these are the same people probably that most likely, if you look up the Hyksos, that probably came back. They were uplifted by somebody, I ain't going to say their name, Tutmosis, who was uplifted and brought back. one thing with the Yaqub story, we have to understand that's usually Yaqub is a kind of like a catchphrase. You can use multiple names for Yaqub. If you go into that story, you'll hear Musha, or what you would call Moses, who uplifted these people and brought them back. What we have to understand is it's just a catchphrase of Yaqub, which usually, if you look at it, it's under the word Jacob, too. Some of the brothers of the nation use it. So we really don't really know the real name. We have to give it names. But most likely it was a priesthood. But what they were dealing with was they were able to take a germ out of a man or a woman and create another race. And we know that's not far-fetched. Back in the 6th and the 5th, they probably laughed at that. But they're doing it now. You do not need a woman. They actually now have, but they can get the egg and the sperm. They have artificial birthing
of a woman, a semen. Yeah.
So if they're doing this technology now, imagine these people back then who are way more advanced now. And that's what people got to understand. Do not look at ancient Egypt, ancient Kemet, ancient Kush, ancient Ethiopia as some, okay, they just a little religious people. They love death. That's all a lot of people. These people have all that technology off of these people. These people were very, very, very advanced canal system. They was able to change waterways in different directions because of hydraulic system. Can you imagine? They had hydraulic systems back then. These people have not created nothing new, people. So you have to look at science, cloning. They were able to clone, and they were able to selectively breed. What they did to African Americans today. So if they were doing that to them, and they did it to us to create the African American, then it's not far-fetched what they did on the island of Patmos. Now, if you go back and look at the history of ancient so-called Greek mythology, and that's actually talking about Crete and Minoan, they had these hybrid creatures. If you look at Atlantis, another code word, these so-called magicians, which are scientists, they used to call them these black magicians who were doing very dark, unethical things, who were creating unethical beasts. That's what you get in the Bible, the Nephilim. You start to hear about these very tall, tall people. These people were doing incredible things. So, you know, people have to understand, these stories are not, they are not make-believe. The reason why these scientists now are allowing this stuff out, back again, because they don't care. It's wide open. And first of all, you can't stop them. They have some experiments, if you could see them, would blow your mind. Half man, half animals that they have created. If you watch the X-Files, you watch any of these movies, ain't none of that stuff fake. So now we can understand why. Now, Brother Dry Bones, you remember when we talked about, if you read Sheikh Ana Diop, they talked about the Tamahu. If you look it up, this is starting to deal with the white man as on the temple walls of Seti I. When you start to see him, Champollion, who was one of the guys supposedly deciphered hieroglyphics, when he went into those Seti I and these different temples, not excuse me, these different pyramids, he found out these Tamahu, which was the light, bright people, were savages, unnatural, who had to be taken. And they were always battling these people, okay? Now, the area that they was in was up there in Libya, okay? They battled these people for so long that they finally defeated them and put them out. Now, you got to go back to these stories from the Bible. People won't understand the Bible because they really don't know what they read, and because it's chopped up and edited. They don't understand that these stories go hand in hand.
That's right. It is edited, everybody. Understand.
So when you hear about the story, and I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind, when you hear the story about Adam and Eve, you must get the Gnostic scripts, the Nag Hammadi scripts, because you're going to find out that within Adam there was male and female, duality. There was no real or no sin. They split it down in half and created two beings. You have to get the Gnostic scripts, the stuff that was called heretics by the Catholic Church. The Council of Nicaea, Trent, the Council of Chalcedon. These councils cut these pieces out because it shows about higher beings. It talks about grafting. It talks about all kind of stuff. You get these Nephilim stories, which a lot of biblical people don't understand. you start to understand them when you get the rest of the scripts. And you understand this is ancient Egypt, Ethiopian story that the people stole and plagiarized.
That's right.
Because in those stories, it talks about them. And it talks about them not very good.
Hold on, let me hit on this so the people know how common that we take this. People clone every day, y'all, especially when you do gardening. People clone trees. It's a whole industry out there. People are cloning everything under the sun. And for you to understand this, we need to look at within ourselves. We clone all the time. When you spit that seed out into that embryo, you have just cloned yourself through the molecular structure of the DNA. So when y'all come together, that's why you can see pictures of yourself and your kids, and they look just like you when you was young. Or you say, oh, damn, we look just like you when you was young. So these are scientific principles. Imagine able to spice different species. Now, the king here, they've been telling us in movies, The Island of Dr. Moreau, where they was spicing animals. You get the X, the mutants that they show us all the time. And then Geico even gives you the caveman as its image, as that's part of his image. So we got to start looking at this because, like he said earlier, Montu, you know, they were very barbaric. That's why the book is called Civilization, Barbarous Civilization. We got to understand that we are going into a barbarous era again, everybody. Explain that era. You're special because when you start to study it, everybody, you see that barbarous, warlike spirit within the people. Now, I'm not saying we didn't have it, because we're gonna get into that later. If we made them, why? What did we do? We're gonna get into that later. But that spirit is there today, because everything we look around is war. Every time, everything's war.
Well, let me say this. Add this here. What Brother Drybone said. When we look at a lot of fruits, a lot of people know that a lot of those fruits are spliced. A lot of these oranges or tangerines that you see, they're not original. They were spliced, okay? What they said about Yakub, they said inside, Yakub took and found out that inside the original man, there was two germs. There was two forms. There was a light and a dark. And what I mean by light, in terms, yes, you do get white and black. That is true. But there was two natures inside of this man. Imagine a way of splicing where you could pull the most hideous part out of him, take the most grafted part out of him, and create another gene. You have a monster that is a killing machine. We must understand what made the so-called Greeks and Romans so incredible. Not that they were smart people, but they were killing machines. They were murdering machines on call. Now, if you look at the ancient Egyptians at a time, a lot of their mercenaries were these people. And if we look at it, ancient Egypt or Kemet, going on the top part, because you know upper and lower Egypt was actually at the top. If we notice these people, the Tamahu is where they had a problem, and the Tamahu was a lot of their military too. Because they did this, they made a problem, and these people became a thorn in their side. And if you hear about Menes, who had to go in and liberate them, this is when you hear about this. He liberated them from these people who subjugated them. And these were a thorn in their side for the rest of their history. But who did they go against? They always make like the Egyptians were something different from the so-called Nubians. They would always go get their cousins to liberate themselves from these same people. If you hear about the story of Horus and Set, you're dealing with the light and darkness right there. Set, which becomes Seth in the Bible, was a good god, most ancient god of all. Then he falls, and he becomes evil. If you look at the story of Horus and Set, that is your same story of a people who follow Set, which is your Hyksos, or your Hebrews. I know a lot of brothers going to follow a lot of Hebrews alike, but that's
your
people. And then the Horus, the Christ, the anointed ones, were the ones fighting against the light and the dark. So these, don't take the God stories and stuff like that. These people, these are priesthood and people battling against each other for supremacy. This is your light against dark, evil against its righteousness. and it's gone on since history. I know about a lot of our black people. It's going to hurt them to hear this story. But Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the Egyptians created this problem, and that's what we have now.
Well, you know, let's make this clear. Elijah Muhammad was also, everybody, if you do not know, he has a book on Freemasonry because he was one. That's why he said he went to the third grade. When you look at what school he said, I only finished third grade. So get that understanding. Here's where we're going to get into that. Now, according to the story, everybody, Yaqub grafted lighter. Whatever his plan was, it was fulfilled because he created, or these scientists, because it is the allegorical story of a reality, these scientists spiced these people into as they got lighter, lighter, lighter. Now, again, we're going to open up the conversations in about 15 minutes, so y'all get y'all questions. Oh, you got questions and want to bring up any other stuff, even if it's relating to what's going on today, because we're dealing with the same people today. And for them to have a 6,000 year in themselves now, I want y'all to know that the brother ain't saying this is National Geographic that we got the information saying they wasn't around. So we got to figure out how they got around. And somehow we might be at fault, but we're going to figure that out in a little while. But go ahead, but tell them why you believe and why we think that they grafted them to be such a lighter hue.
Well, I think one thing we have to understand is, and a lot of people are going to think what I'm saying is pseudoscience, but we got to deal with the calcified pineal gland or pineal gland. This is the seat of God. It secretes melanin, which is the substance of the universe, carbon, black surface, black matter. This gives black people the ability to be not only the most spiritual people, but the most in tune with nature. Now, what we have to understand is, and a lot of people think this hospitalist I'm talking about, but the European scientists know it's inside white people, their pineal gland is even more calcified, which makes them even less human or less soul, because the pineal gland is the seat of the soul. That's why you call black people the soul people. You got soul. They know this. So if you calcify it, you make it less human. You make it to the point where it has no feelings. So it's a psychopathic killer, which the black man has turned into a monster, now just like his master. He has become the caveman. He can beat his woman side of the head. If you watch those stories with Fred Flintstone, we laughed. But these people know in their bestiality, they would kill their women, beat them in their head, sleep with dogs, animals. We so sick, we doing it now. But they noticed when they went into these caves and they started seeing these people that they're, now they're so crazy about being them now. They're talking about, the Neanderthals. If everybody remember, the Neanderthals were the dumb, big-headed thing that was up there in the cave. Now these folks coming back saying, which is starting to match the Neanderthals. Now, they got to realize Neanderthals started to, this is why I say Yaqub's first, and I say this here, sometimes when you create your first thing, it don't start out the best, but you got to keep working at it. The Neanderthal is another throw-off of this man. He's still another part of the monkey man. So they know that the first modern him started really truly in 6,000 because these other things were out even before, and they started looking at the thoughts too, and they started saying they had a brown hue to them too. I read that prior to this. So whatever this Steve scientist, because Yaqub is just not a person, it's a science. You started looking at these occult books. They were doing high magic, high science, high chemistry, which is black magic. That's all it is. They knew that once they get this right type of creature, he will rule the world. The problem is, you know how the mad scientist from Frankenstein, you need to do some research on Frankenstein. It talks about their history too. We have to understand Frankenstein in the movie, he created it. What happens usually with the creation? It attacks his master, his creator. That is a story, and that's the reason why we're in the shape today. Why do European elitists hate black folks? I didn't say regular white folks. They don't know nothing, and they really don't have a problem. They probably don't have no problem with it because they don't know nothing. But the elitist white, why? Because they know we are the father to them, and we did stuff to keep them out. Now they're in power, and they never want that to happen again. That is your Yaqub story. And when you do the genetics, everybody knows. If you watch the last Superman movie, it talked about cloning. They were able to clone a warrior race. Here comes the Yaku story. They needed a warrior-type people that would be unthinkable, would do terrible things to people with no remorse. Okay, if you remember Star Wars, what were they talking about? The Clone Wars. These people have been talking about this since the 70s. And people have been laughing.
Everything.
And joking.
Everything's a clone.
And it's real.
And it's real. And you know what? That's what I've said, that it's been said to everybody. And it really, that's why I tell everybody, try to realize you can be brainwashed. When you come off that pedestal and say, you know what, I could be brainwashed. I don't care if you read the books or this. You have to realize they've been brainwashed so much that we starting to now wake up and see they've been telling us this at heavy doses to the point we are not even aware. That goes along. I'm going to start using this Bible for y'all who likes the book, because, you know, that might be the only one we read. All it is they have eyes and cannot see and have ears and cannot hear, because the cycle of lie and deceit is so huge that everything that we talk about sounds crazy to some people. But in reality, they laugh and saying, see, I told you they wouldn't comprehend it. Look at these also, brother, since you say cloning. One of my favorite groups, I got to put this out here. Parliament Funkadelic used to have a song called The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein. And many of you know of it. And, you know, we kind of laughed at that back then. But, you know, even our people who was just like we are today, they were trying to tell us things in their own way. Earth, Wind & Fire, all basically on their albums. You know, we just didn't pay attention like we really should. And now we have the power, y'all, to analyze, because this is what it's about. When you start to come out of darkness and you see light, you're supposed to comprehend from there. And that's why we're going to be kicking like that. But in the Bible also states, in the book of Job, that they were found on all fours, braying like a donkey. Now, that's in Job. Y'all look it up. It was saying they were eating Jupiter roots, meaning, you know, uncivilized. They didn't know how to cook. Now, let's be honest. And I ain't picking on, I'm using facts. Everywhere we have heard that they went to on the four corners of the earth, they performed violence. People came to them here. You can eat here. Let's just use the pilgrim story, as funny as that is. They still got over here because the indigenous, who look like most of us, they was nice to them, basically. They could have wiped them out immediately if they were warlike, but they said, no, come on, use the land. And you see the repercussions. He mentioned Australia earlier. Gone. Tasmanian people, gone, practically. Hawaii. They were chopping the heads off them in Hawaii when they first got there. Look it up. Now, I'm not saying we don't do that, because we're going to get into that in the top of the hour, some of the things that may have caused this to happen, and maybe it's a repercussion of us not paying attention. But this is what's happening, y'all. And what he mentioned about the cloning, I want y'all to know right now, they are making eye stem cell research, the babies. That's why babies are so important in this, the sacrifice of the, sometimes of the ancients would use babies. But brother, let's go and give them a little more information. Like, in your opinion, this is probably your opinion, is these stories or these mysteries, how can we implement this? Because they're in the books, they're in the Bibles. I mean, do we have to really we don't have to give them out to them, or somehow, how do you see our people waking up to this?
Well, here's my thing. There was, you know, this is going to be similar to what we're talking about. The selective breeding that you hear with Yaku, we must go back and understand the story of the Willie Lynch papers. Now, a lot of folks came out later on, even some of our black so-called scholars, not the good ones, John Henry Clark, and I'm talking about some clowns in the Congress, saying, oh, that's fake. It was fake. Well, it's not fake. Even if the guy's name, if we go against like Yaku, he's a catchphrase. If there was not a Willie Lynch, we know somebody implemented it, because we see it day by day. So just like somebody put the book out and explained what happened, we're going to have to put these pamphlets out. Now, the nation hasn't done it. But see, they've done it and people laugh. Now we've got white folks saying it. So you know our black folks love white folks. And if they God speak, they listen. So now, brother, we need to make copies of what National Geographic said. Because they'll only believe that because they so-called got a scholarship. And us who have been doing research and talking to people who are in their cult realm, who are really the people who know, and some of these people who are in the colleges are in their cult realm, now they can say what they couldn't say under oath. They can say it now because they have been given the A-OK. So we need to get these out. I need to make up copies. You need to make a copy. We need to get this out to our brothers and sisters, just like they got out of the Willie Lynch papers. We need to get it out there because we're not. They can't say it's racist because these white folks wrote this, who put this together. Now
that's right.
You know, let's say this here too. They laughed, and we talked about this not on the show, but they laughed at Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he talked about that the moon was a part of Earth and we hit the Earth, and that it orbited out there. Now, guess what? The white folks, again, major university, college said, I think that's real. I think it happened. But when we said it,
I mean, but all our black scholars,
they laughed.
I seen it. And I, you know, me and you talked about that, and I've been at this thing for a long time, and, you know, I stick by my bond. We have a problem with hearing any information. See, that's why I know the Willie Lynch is real, because we have a problem with hearing anybody that you feel is you, because guess what? I see you every day, you know. I can't tell you, who are you to tell me what you researched, because, you know, we work at the same job. We so petty that we are not even, and that goes along with your Bible, casting pearls to swine. Everybody, see, now you learn about, I'm going to use, every time he talks, I'm going to put a Bible verse that goes along with the story. Casting pearls to swine. Because our people don't want to hear that information that can edify them, make them feel like, hey, we've been lied to, which gives you a motivational feeling. That's why it's hard to reach our people, but we're going to keep going what we're doing. Now, let me ask you, but this, all this cloning going on, all this stuff, I've heard myself that they're cloning right now to make a military class, which is called transhumanism, that it'll be strictly robotic, cyber individuals cloned. Now, y'all can look that up. And if I'm making it up, y'all call me tomorrow and tell me I'm lying.
The brothers and sisters out here who are in the sci-fi, which is not science fiction, it's science fact. Let's get that straight. If you remember the show called Dark Angel with the little girl Jessica Alba before she got popular, it talked about the trans, what you call them, brother? Say it again.
Transhumanists, cyborgs.
That's exactly what she was. She was genetically altered when she was a child. It was children they did. In the story, someone of the scientists let them out, and they let them escape. Then people have to understand, on top of that, Terminator. They have now, if you'd have watched the last G.I. Joe, the one before it, you had Marlon Wayne, this other white boy, in these suits. They have now where they can take these suits and can elevate your ability to superhuman level. Combat. But on top of that, if you remember Universal Soldier, these people put stuff in movies, people, because they know the deaf, dumb, and blind is going to laugh at it. But the people who are like us, the illuminated, the ones who can fight the Illuminati, there's only a few of us. We see the movies, and we're able to say, oh, my God, here it is. Here's what they're doing. Then, 20 years later, they drop it on the people who don't know the deaf, dumb, and blind. And then they say, oh, wow, look what happened. You'd watch the movies 20 years ago, you'd have seen what they was doing. They have to test it out on you first so you laugh at it. Then when it comes about, it's too late then. Genetic.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek. Some of the things we've seen in Star Trek with the cell phone, the phasers, they got that now. Now, my thing is, you know, being that what he said earlier, that people who know their beginning, and if it was not favorable to them, I almost believe that they are mad at what happened. And sometimes mm-hmm. we're going to have to tell the story. And they are now, like you said, acting out. And they are not giving up what they believe. And that's what I'm telling people now. Now when you realize what you're dealing with, see, you don't know the enemy good. See, because the enemy ain't really been identified. We have had people die who identified them for us. And like I say before, I appreciate even those in the nation who kept that message going, because I know he got it because he was in the craft. And back then, that knowledge was given to a lot of people based off many of them was going to Egypt, Kemet, to have their initiations. The initiations of most of men.
Can I say it real quick, brother? I didn't want to interrupt, but it's coming, you know, when stuff hits your mind. I think we have to understand and realize that the scope of what these people have found. We have to look at the fact that that movie you've seen, Superman, please watch that new, the last movie, Man of Steel. They showed a skull that was a dark skull, and it was dealing with ether, melanin. These people dropped so much science, and our black people are so, I don't really care about other people seeing it. I just worry about our people not seeing it. They literally drop this stuff in these movies. And they're literally telling you that you are the ancientest people on the planet, and you have been on this planet, and you've been all over worlds. And they're literally telling you, but they're putting themselves in the story and taking you out of the story. Our people have said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farah Muhammad have always said that we come from somewhere else. They've been saying this for I don't know how long. I'm just waiting for them to admit that there's alien life forms, which we are alien life forms. When that comes out, all the people laughed at these folks. They're going to be like, man, them black folks is already on it. It's
they
coming
were.
To the teeth.
They were. But let's face it, for those of you who don't know, we're going to let you know, the symbolism for the pineal gland is a pine cone. Go look it up.
You still there, bro?
Look at the architects. The pine cones are the symbol of the pineal gland. And all around the Vatican is pine cones and it's arches. That's why they say they are the seat of God. So you can see they know the system, and this is in all of the cult world. But we're going to take some calls, and of course we're going to go into third gear if y'all want to. What does that mean for us today? How does that mean something to us? Well, let's just face it. If their generations are aware of it and they pass this down, who do you think we're dealing with? We ain't dealing with, I'm going to be honest with you, these people that we're dealing with is so ruthless that they kill their own. The Inquisition can prove that. The Spanish Inquisition and the European Reformation will prove. Remember, they were escaping Europe, but still under the system of feudalism, which still exists today. So something is about to tell us we might be farmed out, or they might have been farmed out. They might have been something of an experiment that went bad. Like your brother said, Frankenstein, look it up, Mary Shelley. I think y'all should look at that woman. All these was esoteric. He gave you the person. Madame Blavatsky, these were her crew that was writing The Wizard of Oz and Frankenstein. These are her crew. That's who she hung around, these people that were into these philosophical societies. So they're lighting up. We're going to take some calls. What and where, how do you relate that to now? Is this information to you important? Tell us what you feel like on OE Dry Bones. How can we use it? I'm going to the top. It's been along for a long time, and then we're going to go down. 8848. Thank you, sister, for being on there. You are always in on time. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful, interesting blog talk show. I have three things that have come to my mind. The first one is, as the brother was speaking, the first one was in the scriptures, it speaks about, you know, not to commit hybrids. And even with clothing, like the you know, the Israelites, you know, and the Yehudites, when it was the Ten Commandments, but after those commandments, there were more commandments, like the commandments of that entailed, you know, hygiene. And the Creator, you know, this is the scriptures that I read, okay? This is new to me with everything that you guys are saying. So, about the Creator did specify, I'm learning, the Creator specified to the to the Yehudites that they were not allowed to have a hybrid breed, even within animals, and even with their clothing that they will wear. Number two. I recall when I was in the church system, and the people that would come up and say that they had been at one point in their life Satanists, right? Or they had initiated themselves into Satanism, and they all described Satan's entity as white, blue eyes, and blonde. You never hear them saying that they were brown, dark. No, it's always light eyes, blonde, and white. And then
Let him answer the first one. Go ahead, brother. What you think about what you said?
I was catching the last one so powerful because I've heard that same thing too, and I think that should be another show because this is not black people didn't. I know she's saying there were black people probably were saying that these were probably white folks said this. So that lets you know it could be black folks too that's into Satan that may. But what that meant was is that they see the entities who are considered demonic as lighter skinned, which is opposite of what they've taught us biblically. If you hear about Seth was a black god. Do your research on this. He was a black good god. All of a sudden when he becomes evil under these other people, he turns into a white looking god. I ain't making this up. I wish this was a joke, but it's real. He represented a whole other people, and it was unbelievable. If you do the research, you'll see it. So I'm not putting people down. I'm just saying these are facts. This is stuff that they found out. Go ahead, bro.
Now, hey, make your point. I'm going to bring in 8557, so go ahead, make your point.
Yeah, I wanted to say if I could remember what she first said. I was trying to remember exactly what she said the first. That was the second part. What was the first part?
About the hybrid.
Yes, exactly right.
A hybrid.
Before we go anywhere, what scripture is it that you see in the hybrid then? But give us a scripture so people can understand where you're coming from. What scripture did you see that in? Do you remember?
If I'm not mistaken, Deuteronomy, the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy.
All right, go ahead.
Now, what the sister said is so powerful, and I've seen those scriptures. I don't talk to a lot of regular Christians on it because it goes over their head, but that exactly there. Being that the Bible is chopped up and edited, you start to understand when they started dealing with these hybrids, and you hear about the Nephilim, you know, these things because of what happened. Because this ain't just a lot of things we got to understand. Ancient Ethiopia encompassed, really, that was all of Egypt, too. When we're talking about so-called Atlantis, which is a catchword, you're talking about the Minoans, the Creeks, the Etruscans, that's up in that so-called Greek Roman Isles, okay? This is where a lot of the hybrid, this is why Honorable Elijah put that stuff in Patmos. Look what Patmos is, people. This is why these stories are connecting now. They made hybrids. And you got to realize the earth was different. You know, you had the continents were different, okay? They were actually molded together. Whatever happened in that area, okay, they were making hybrids. And these hybrids, they did not want people to mate with them. And I'm going to show you some incredible people. If you know about Remulus and Romulus, those are the beginning of the Roman Empire, so-called Roman Italians. How is that their mother's a werewolf? You tell me that the beginning of your people, your mother's a werewolf or a wolf?
Yeah, she's a wolf.
And you're showing them
she's
suckling,
a wolf.
Suckling off of her six to eight breasts?
Yeah.
This is what they put. I'm not making this up. Look at this. That's hybrid. That's a half animal, half human. They're literally telling you. If you go into the history of Zeus and the Lycan, the word Lycan comes from a so-called prince or king that Zeus turned into a wolf. These stories are in the Bible. They just don't tell you all the names differently. This is not a joke, people. These people have a half life, but I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you. This is what they know. They know their history of their self. And when these people, the French, the Germans, English, all these people went into the Egyptian, these different pyramids. And don't get wrong, they went into Nubia too. They started finding out, oh, my God, we're half animal. Oh, my God, we're savages. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. You tell me the black man was the beginning, and, oh, my God, we offer him. This is what blew their mind. This is why they have to. They, and I'm not talking about average white. I'm talking about the elitists. That's why you have to be on the bottom. You have to be killed. You have to be at a detriment at all times. You've got to be under the stump because they know their history, and they know that they're half human and half animal.
All
and
right,
if,
let me,
if they ever get this out, it's a wrap.
All right, let me get this out. 8557. What's your take on all this?
Thanks, Brother Drop On. This is Brother Sean John from Tampa. I just want to ask Brother Mental Hotel, the story of Yaqub, and this is something I was certainly hadn't had too much background or guidance on. I know the story comes from the message from the black man, Nation of Islam, message from the black man. But is it in any way related to the story of Jacob in Genesis, where in Genesis 32, what he wrestled with, Jacob wrestled with an angel. Is that a similar story or the same story or related in any way?
Well, what they said is that's why it's so coded, because it's for the coded people who are code breakers within the orders. They said that Jacob or Yaqub wrestled with angel means the elitist, the power that be. Remember, when these people, if you look at the Yaqub story, they said that he found out that he was doing something detrimental to people. And he had to be, I don't have the story in front of me, even though I got my computer. But he went to a secret location, had to take it out somewhere and do this. So that's the wrestle that you hear. And then it says that when he wrestled, he seen God, or he seen the pioneer doing it. Pioneer. So,
also, go ahead. That's right. That's what he's in the pioneer.
That's
land.
That's what I've heard. I think one thing that we have to understand is that when we read the Bible, the majority of people don't understand what they're reading. You got it, brother. You're exactly right. It's coded.
Also, let me put this in so you know too, that the story of Jacob and Esau of the birthright stealing has a lot to do with
too.
That.
And let me say another thing, brother. The Cain and Abel story. There's another story of which ancient in that is Set and Osiris. Set was considered the creator of vampire people or vampires. What are these people are? They're bloodsuckers. They use other people to come up. They take your essence. Okay? Why is vampires always very white skinned? Okay? When the Cain and Abel story, guess who's the progenitor to the so called vampires? Do research on Cain. Cain is Set, Abel is Osiris, Jacob and Esau. One was red and hairy.
That's right.
See, these are the same stories over and over. People don't know these are the dividing of two people, two nations.
And then what did he say? And
he told
everybody. I want y'all to listen carefully to see if you really know it. Those out there, in the Bible, it says, according to the story, he said, don't touch Cain. Leave him for put a mark on him so all can identify him. What y'all think that means? That means he would be the less of the population But we could not touch him. He could be easily overrun right now. That population could be easily taken by all of the indigenous. If he was to think about it.
And let me add something, bro. There's a trick knowledge that these people, and this is what they talked about, Yaqub taught these people. And it's just, this is amazing. He said that he would give them trickology. I'm using the Nation of Islam, teach this, that would have him rule over people and be the lesser of the people, mount, and rule over a majority of people. He's doing the same thing. It's called divide and conquer. If you ever look at and deal with the Indus Kush civilization, which is still black folks too, they had a so-called Aryan, which the Aryan word has nothing to do with no white folks. That was fully nobility, okay? These people who come in, these dramatic tribes, here we go again, another story, overrunning people, comes in, they somehow settle in there. Watch this now. They settle in there, and then all of a sudden, they cause strife, and then all of a sudden, they ruling. And the indigenous people, and then what they do, they mix breed with them. Once they get their mixed breeds with them, then all of a sudden they tell their mixed breeds, you better than them. This is the same game that's been going on forever. People say the Wheel of Lynch, this thing has been going on since the days of Troy. People don't know the story of Troy. The same thing again. The same exact story again. Do some history. What they're not
right,
telling
hold on,
they're
hold
not
hold on, stop. Let's just... Let me get some more calls in because they biting up on that one. Let me get 5235. Okay, let's go to 9240. 9240.
Yeah, hello?
Got hands up, 9240.
Yes, hello, hello.
What's up, man? Make it brief. Come on, we wait on you. Come on, we can hear you.
First of all, thank you so much for the information. I don't have a lot to say, really. Pretty much everything's been said. I just wanted to say what the brother was talking about earlier and a lot of the stuff, how much truth it is for the listeners that are out there. And one thing that you said also, brother, about the cloning, about the army, that is very true. It is true. As a matter of fact, it's been over 10 years now that they've been cloning. You also have clones that are walking around right now. What they do, they're like drones. They go out when they're sent out, and they collect information also to see what people react when they didn't know the difference between a human being and a clone, so they put them out there. You have clones walking among us right now. And then everything that's been said tonight is the absolute truth, so we need to be beware. That's why that think tank is so important for us to get together and start sitting down.
I appreciate
and
it, bro.
Start putting our minds together. And that's all I have to say.
That's powerful, bro.
No, I appreciate that, man. He just said something very, very unique, everybody. That's done these crazy acts. The bomb got shot at the White House. We don't know why these people are doing these things. People are just doing things without no explanations that were supposedly not happening. You have to wonder what is going on with science as it's going on. I'm going to bring another call, but go ahead, make your point, brother. Montu, go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing with that brother saying. A lot of times our brothers who come on here, man, have military background, and they understand what I'm saying. It ain't a joke. It's real. What we have to understand is that what's going on, and I don't want this, if there's any Caucasian, European, or even, you know, we're all mixed, but now, this is not to hurt you. This is just to let people know the truth is the truth, and we're not here to hurt people. But we got to understand, if you have a hybrid people running the whole civilization and you see that their civilization are cracking and falling apart and people are dying, that might make you think, maybe they're not as civilized or as imperfect as they say they are. Because if you go back in their history, if you go back to so-called Greek, because there's a misnomer about that, because the first so-called Greeks weren't even white, okay? You'll see these people's civilization in their runs don't last long. They only go 500 years at the most, and they usually crumble. Now, the reason why they never tell you that, these hybrids, is because they make you think that they've been in power and that they have incredible civilization that lasts for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. That's not true. Rome might be five. So-called white Greeks, because the Etruscan is Rome, and the Minoans and Crete are in so-called Greek Isles, the Carthaginians, they were colored people. So that so-called democracy, they didn't even create that. Now,
no,
I get killed.
No, they
people knew what my work. Yeah, they don't even know. If
well,
I say right now, if I said that in a college, they would probably kill me.
Yeah, they know because we put a little paper out showing that some of the poses of Washington in the murals at D.C. is the same type of setting that the Etruscans had. They got that from them. Let me take some more calls. I'll see y'all lighting up and get now. Y'all, when I call y'all's name, please come on the air. We hear you. 6789. 6789.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Go ahead.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah,
I got quite a lot to say. I'm going to try to keep it very brief. And I listened to what the conversation is tonight. And there's one thing I want to just elaborate as the whole. It's like we have to get out of this 1-2-3 concept of thinking, which is person, places, and things. I listened to the brother tonight, and everything that we're dealing with, we're not dealing with the spiritual of it. We're dealing with the physical aspect of it. Spiritual is what's controlling. The spirit beings are the arms and legs of what's going on out here today. And when we start talking about Egypt and all of the stuff that he was just talking about in the Bible, and we're trying to put a color on it using that racism thing, we got to get off of that. We are spirit beings. The spirit is the most unseen forces that's in control of this situation and have us thinking the way we do. And we got to acknowledge spirit beings, and we really need to know spiritual law when we're talking about all of this stuff, especially dealing with the Bible. Yes, it is encoded, but it's spiritually encoded. When you talk about, we're talking about specifically, I'm going to deal, you said vampires. Vampires spiritually would be considered Luciferian. They come to a planet, extraterrestrial beings, they suck the life out of the planet, and then they move on. They incarnate in human beings, and they walk around, and they do what they're going to do. But actually,
Now, you're saying good stuff. Now, when you say incarnate, are they doing it through sexual activities, scientific, or, you know, how are they? Because remember, it is parts that are saying they had sex with the daughters of man.
They came down and they incarnated in flesh beings, flesh and bones beings, and they had actual intercourse with humans that was already on the planet already. But once you do that, the spirit is in the blood. So now the DNA and RNA of these spiritual beings are here walking around and they carrying out their mission in the cycle of nature on this planet right now. And
that,
well, I know that
like
be kind of deep for people to understand.
No, but
I would need a lot of time to explain that.
No. It sounds
Can I say something real quick? Let me say something real quick. Now, I respect the brother, and I knew I was going to, you know, going to get a call like this. I respect him. But this is why a lot of times we keep trying to jump over the matter. I would never make it racist. I'm not trying to be a bigot. This is the problem. Truth don't need to be black or white. Truth is just truth. We don't find nothing on these temple walls, nothing in ancient Kemet, none of these writings talking about anything other than that Zachariah Stent stuff, which I understand. We come from the Eye of Noon. We come from Sirius. I get that. But the problem is when we start doing the research and the literature, we're not seeing about spirit here. We're dealing, first, this dimension is dealing with spiritual and physical. It's two natures. Actually, it's three. So my thing is we don't want, it's not racial. We're just dealing with stuff. And this is why our people don't want to deal with the facts. we keep thinking that, okay, if you're talking about white folks, we're hating on them. No, I'm not hating on nobody. We just got to deal with the facts. When they was talking about we were monkeys and we had tails and all that, I ain't seen Nick Rose saying all this stuff. But then you come back and start talking about
I'm just saying, let me talk.
I'm just saying, then all of a sudden, it's like we're picking on people. I understand where you're coming from. It is spirit. You're exactly right. But I'm just saying the facts of the story and what people are coming on the natural realm. That's all I'm dealing with. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, now let me. I'm going to give you, I'm going to go to another caller, but let me bring you back.
The spirit part of it. That's all I was saying. I'm not trying to get going with all of that. I'm just trying to say, when we're dealing with all of this conversation, let me talk. I listen to you. I understand. But we're dealing it from a physical standpoint. I'm trying to go to a deeper level with this. It's spirit and humans intertwined. So let's deal with the essence of it, the spirit essence, and then bring that to the physical. That's all I'm saying.
I think we need to be on a different show.
Hold on. Both y'all, in reality, and I'm going to go take another call, it's really you saying the same thing because we just said we are dealing with the spirit. But if a person does not display the power of the spirit and he shows you a darker spirit, then you can only do two things. It's like water in a... It can't stay in the same place, so it's going to be volatile. That's like the universe. It's going to be volatile. So those two spirits can't stay in the same realm at that way they are. So prior to this phenomenon of him, now I can't help the fact that you do agree that there is a concept of right and black on this planet right now. I mean, we didn't make it. Me or you both.
Definitely. Now,
all we're saying is we trying to make it where the people need to learn that part because it is true that I can be killed today just by skin. And even if I'm spiritual, yes. I can be. Yes. So I need to make the people know why they're doing this because if we don't, we not equipping them either. See, this is a spiritual war, bro. But the spirit and the flesh it intertwine. It can't be separated.
Now go ahead. I want to say this to the brother real quick.
I'm taking another call. So
spirit. One thing with spirit is that's the spark. But when we're talking about the soul, we're talking about the essence of man. Problem that we got to look at this historical thing is that there's a difference in these different types of men and people of the planet, and that's what we're trying to deal with tonight because our soul has kept us a little different. Look at all the melanated people in the world where this man goes. This is what we got to deal with. Everywhere he goes, no one wars like him. No one really eats like the way he eats at times, and it's not a put-down. It's just a fact. We got to understand. Why we now? I don't want this to be a racial thing tonight. I want it to be a truthful thing because their scientists are saying it. Their scientists are coming out saying, "Oh, this man is different." They've already said that the Neanderthal. They said you ain't got Neanderthal blood. You the original people. We've been saying that forever. We've been said that. We said these people were hybrid and all this stuff. Now the scientists come out saying, "Yeah. Well, you know, they don't have this blood." All I'm saying, let's get to the facts on this, and then we can go to the spirit.
All right, let's take some more calls. Let me get some more of your calls. Let me get a 5440. I hear you, 5440. You on the air? Okay, I guess you just want to listen. Let me go to 5235. Y'all got your hands up. Y'all know that. I'm going to each one of you. Y'all put your hands up. I know this brother going to say something. I'm taking 777.
Brother, hey, look. All
right. Kind of get it in there because you sound loud. Go ahead.
Okay, let me talk a little bit. Can you hear me better now?
No, I hear you.
Okay. Again, to the brother, wonderful presentation, bringing us this information and awareness. This is another interesting topic to research and get into. I think there is a there is a lacking of the connecting of the spiritual as well as the physical that we have not continued to maybe develop. I guess the introduction of this hybrid or this European, this white man, this mutation, I would like to call it, not to mean it in a negative way, has had an effect. But we need to understand that their perception is naturally different than the natural man's perception, and they operate and work within that realm, or they're all limitations. However, they're able to reach equilibrium and surpass the natural man by their ability to continue to be impeccable in their research, their study, and their analysis, at the simultaneously lulling the natural man to sleep, and most important of all, the woman. She pretty much is the end game, the target. If they have her in total disarray, I like to use the Alien movie as an example. When Sigourney Weaver realized that she had to get to the queen to defeat the aliens, that was pretty much the end game. But it shows the level of analysis one would have to.
Hello? Montu.
I'm still here, bro. He was talking, he was gone.
Yeah, he went out. We were waiting on, he just went out. I think he on that cell phone. His call just dropped. He on the cell phone. We can still go on what we got. Again, just so we have clarity with everybody, all our scholars have said this, and Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Bobby Hammond, we're not attacking them. All we're doing is doing the excessive research that's necessary. And unfortunately, it does bring about a mental change, because people think we're talking about all of us, as you heard me say, and I always say, we are all mixed. This is all Dr. Sheikh Diop, but because of what has happened through the sexual connotations of each nation. Each nation, if I go into any nation, any one of y'all, we're going to mutate. That's just scientific. If I go to Alaska right now and mess with one of them, they're going to look different. They're going to be nappy, or they may be even more nappy. If I go to Scandinavia, you know they're going to look different. So that's what considered, and we do look at that. We do look at that, y'all. This is something that we got to deal with. We do look at that. We are
ain't
not
going to say this, brother.
But let me, hold on, I'm going to bring it to it.
I'm going to say this here. One thing that we have to look at is the fact that we are all different in some shape, way, or form, all as even black folks or even melanated people of the planet. The problem that we have to look at with this whole situation is what has changed on the planet that has been a thorn in people's side. And I'm going to tell you what, it hits a lot of people, brother. And this ain't all about everybody on this call. A lot of us are married to different nationalities. Okay, or in relationships. This is a very touchy subject, because once you start saying, you know, it sounds good at first, they're like, oh, man, you know, oh, my God, my wife, my girlfriend, my husband, whatever, oh, my God, this is when it gets real caught up, kind of. But what's the problem is, I'm trying to get people to understand, is this. If this is true, it does not take away from the people. It does not take away from that. Black folks have done stuff wrong, and other nationals have done something wrong. Or we got some good in us and some bad. The problem is that when the truth come out, it's always being personal. It's nothing personal. It just is what it is. And this is what matters. Yeah, this is all it is. Hello? Somebody's on the call.
Yeah, I had to take them out. Go ahead, I took them out.
Okay. So that's all I'm saying, brothers and sisters, that this is not an attack on people. We're just putting out something that is becoming our facts. If you go on the internet now, they're talking about Neanderthal, the time frame, same stuff we've been talking about, they're talking about it now.
Well,
how does people just disappear, you know?
Let's be real. Let's be real, everybody. Again, we know that the sex game ain't going on. The brother is bringing out what they have considered can't be nothing new under the sun. I mean, because cloning is real. It was done in whatever way, high priest, even in alchemy. That's why they learn the periodic table, our bodies. Obviously, this concept is not new. It's been going on. But because we brought it to the attention, because we have all heard it. Anybody who's been around the Nation of Islam, went to the main man, used to go to the mosque, you know you heard that story many times. So it's nothing new. The thing for us. But the thing is, when we see that National Geographic is now coming out with saying, hey, and if y'all read it, it's the Nation of Islam. It's just that the fact people said that. So I got three more calls. I'm going to bring y'all in. 1-877. You are on the air. 1-877. 1-877. You on the air. I think that's Atlanta, Georgia. 1-877.
Okay. Greetings.
You're on the air. So go ahead.
Yes, greetings, hello, and hello to your guests. I am definitely enjoying the show, and I have a question and a comment for your guests. And my question is, have you ever read the Book of Enoch, and in particular, heard about the spiritual beings coming down to earth, mixing with the soul beings, meaning that most of us are a mixture, no matter if we're, like you were saying earlier. Now, this is my comment. Like you were saying earlier, we all are mixed, you know, no matter what race we are, because of that great sin. We were meant to be soul and not spiritual. That's my my understanding. Just want to know what you feel about that.
Well, that's powerful, sister. I have read excerpts of the Book of Enoch, and that was another one of the books that I would love for people to be able to read that was not included in the canons. We know now by looking at the writings, the ancient writings, and some of the science fiction writings. You know, we pick at Scientology with, I can't think of the guy who was, started that.
L. Ron Hubbard was in that program too.
That's why, and I will throw this out here to a lot of people. People want to know, why is the Nation of Islam commingling with Scientology? I was told through somebody that Scientology, because of L. Ron Hubbard and because of these things of dealing with light beings from another planet or even any of these aliens, that they feel like if they can bring black folks in, or if you notice some of their stars who are part of it have black children, they have a saying that they believe they bring these black children with them, that whatever's coming would show favoritism to them because of that bringing them in. It's something that they know. These beings, and I wish I had the YouTube video where this astrophysicist, older man, was sitting down with a white lady, and Brother Drybones know what I'm talking about. And he was saying that they had a way of looking on out there at Saturn, and they said, I don't know how they did it. They said whatever they seen, that it was some type of ship. This was a guy, astrophysicist now. This ain't no jokester. This is high up white man. Said that when they did this thing and seen it, that there was these black beings that got off of something, and that was moving around. The lady said, oh, no, do you mean dark? He said, no, ma'am. He said, black. So they know whatever these beings are, it don't look like them. And it is scary to them. And it's a cult realm. They're petrified. And I don't know what more to say, people. I'm not. It's unbelievable. Well, once you go into the studies and you read about Enoch, you read about these stuff, it's mind-blowing. You're not from this planet.
Well, you know, you got to realize this too, everybody, and I hope this to be for real. They have star charts all through the pyramid. Each one of everything was based off astrology. So that is the spiritual realm as well. So what the brother was talking about, it actually is covering all this, what we're talking about, because in order to figure out truth, you have to spiritually say, hey, now I'm not going to be one to tell anybody that you know, white people, you know, is the most wicked. You know, I understand that concept. I believe that some of the things which is called reciprocity is probably coming back on us because we grafted a lot, according to the story. It, like the brother said, it didn't all happen at once. You know, sometimes we got to get out the magical realm and realize grafting does not happen all the time right. It took time. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of research to do this. So we're going to make it where, as we know it today, it definitely can be done. Everybody on this call.
Brother Drybone,
here's
the thing. Let me add this before you add another call. Let's look at the Neanderthal. The Neanderthal said that they've been around, all of a sudden they disappeared. And then another man comes about. Look at these stories. How did he just disappear? Unless that was something that was created first out of us. I mean, this is what we got to understand. Even if we do the light being, that means that they were doing manipulation on genetic structures. Even if you say it came from somewhere in here or was here, however you do it, something changed. And yes, we are mixed, but it has to have a beginning. We can use the Bible. We can use the Torah. We can use the Talmud, which I don't like the Talmud part, but we can use the Quran. We can use the Victor Veda. It talks about the same thing, people. We're not trying to say all white folks are bad. No, it's not. Because a lot of these people that they demified, even with Hitler crazy self, and Madame Blavatsky, and Aleister Crowley, all these people get demified. Why do they keep getting demified? Because they were telling the truth about their people, and they were trying to save their people from something that was coming, and they wanted to get themselves people to raise themselves to another level. If you do the research on your people, you find out, they really wasn't trying to do something bad. They were trying to save their people. So we've got to start going into these books and understanding, what are they hiding, people? Is it not a black and white hate? What are they hiding? If you're these super people, all super smart, why I can't go in ancient history and ancient writing and see all this stuff? I don't see
it. And you know, also what you said about the woman, what the brother was saying about the Moors,
mm-hmm.
also is involved.
They tried to do it too. Ancient Romans, the ancient Roman and Etruscan, people don't understand a lot of that Roman history is actually Etruscan. They went into these areas. Let me drop this here for them, Brother Drybone. When you hear about St. Patrick drove out the snake people, he didn't drive out no snakes. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say people. He wasn't driving snakes, he was driving the snake people out. So these stories of them battling between people, okay? You can go into the Vikings. They had a guy named Morin. These are black folks. It's all in these areas. Stonehenge. They got a guy, another Moor name, who supposedly these big black people. Do some research. Put that together. The Druids. They know this. We've tried to help people multiple times. And every time we've uplifted them, somehow we get shafted. This is facts. It ain't fiction, people. But one thing tonight, if you don't believe what I'm saying, just look and do some research. Okay? This ain't hating them. I'm just saying, do some research. When you do the research,
I don't think it got nothing to do with hating, because everything we watch, and that's why if anybody know about when we put the website, www.drybones connection, if y'all want to take a look at that, I wish you would, because you already would have a lot of this understood. Their own people are saying it. Like my brother who always talked about the Khazars. We didn't get that much information about the Khazars. I mean, you got to realize, I think the secret relationship between black and Jews came with Nation Islam, but it was a book before that called Arthur Kunstler, who was Jewish, about the 13th tribe. We wouldn't know it was Khazars because none of our school system here would tell us how they came into this realm and where these people come from. And Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark, especially Dr. Clark, in whose study said, in order to find yourself, you got to study their history. And we have found that it only goes through, now I still want somebody to tell me, why is it not important to know that until a certain part of time, they wasn't there? Now, that ain't my fault that they came to this conclusion. And then why is it that they say that, you know, they weren't even around to a certain part of time? We didn't come up with this, y'all. This ain't our coming up with it. But we're trying to put the picture together, everybody. I'm going to take another call. So, you know, we're trying to put the picture together because guess what? No matter what you say, they're still in power. They have a super elite who believe in the ancient principles of rulership, of control. You are under their law system that they don't even follow. You are under their food system that is a poisonous system. You are trying to make excuses, but every time we look at it, you could be all spiritual, but I got to eat somewhere. I mean, we can only be spiritual, but so much. The reality is you got family and kids, everybody. And because we are telling you these things that should be looked at, don't get mad. Go and check it out yourself, what the brother is telling you, because it is up to everybody to realize the occult world is doing some unbelievable stuff. They're in Russia. They're fighting. While they're fighting, I'm going to tell you how important antiquity is. Every time they conquer a group, they take all their antiquities and they keep it themselves and study it so they can learn that people and go back. They learn
and brother,
people.
What did they do in Iraq once they got rid of what's called? Took all his
Saddam Hussein.
Antiquities.
They took all his antiquities from Babylon. Everything. All their movies. Why don't y'all get to look at this? We're not making this up. All of the Indiana Jones movies was about robbing art with the Nazis. And guess what? Today we find out that, guess what? Who has the biggest collection of art is Germany. But, so I don't know why everybody, and I do know why. Because you know what? We got to be honest with ourselves. Truth is fighting a lie in our heads and in our emotions. A lot of us are still emotional. And when you fight truth with that lie, you're going to have a hard time wrestling with it. You know, the brother is telling us something. Dr. Ben was telling us something. Everybody I know is saying the same thing. And now we find out that the Nation of Islam, who we probably heard more than anybody from them in the beginning, is becoming to be true. Of course, that story, like the brother said, has different ramifications, but we're still saying archaeology, science. And I'm going to prove it to everybody, as the brother said earlier, everybody that we talk about is learned in the science. Moses learned in the science of the Egyptians. Jesus escapes to Egypt at the age of, what, 3? Never comes back out to 18. I wonder what he would learn. You know, this is what's going on. Let me take a few more callers, and we're going to talk about you. Sean, I got Brother Sean. I'm going to bring you back in, Brother Sean. 9240.
Yes. Oh my God! A while ago, I wanted to comment. The brother was saying certain things. People out there, my brothers and sisters, and every race and creed, and these people that are listening tonight, this information that has been given here is so vital. It's detrimental to our well-being. The brother talked about certain things that were shown in the movies and so on and so forth. This is not entertainment. This is how to check your psyche to see just how conscientious you are of what's going on. This is a part of how to show you certain things, exposures. You see it with the human eye, and then you think it's entertainment, or you can make you think about certain things. And then by the way that you react, it's like slow death. Then they bring it and they turn it up a little bit higher. Let me see how much they react to this. And they keep turning the volume up a little bit more until to the point where it's going to be too late. About the clones, all of that stuff is very real. About the Greeks, when they talk about philosophy and so forth, there's no such thing as Greek philosophy. Mm-hmm. Brother and brother, there is no such thing as Greek philosophy. It's all African philosophy. As a matter of fact, the brother himself that wrote the book, Stolen Legacy, talked about that. And he was a member of Beta Phi. He was a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came around, when he came and found the truth, he came and wrote the book about it so that he can expose it.
And guess what happened to him, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
He just named something. See, that's when you have to understand, they killed George G.M. James. He was part of the Boule.
That's right.
Which is a black secret society that is beholden to the Rockefellers, Carnegies, and the Greek fraternal orders. So he is absolutely correct on that one. Hold on, Sean, you want to get in on this? Because
I'm still with you, brother. I just wanted to add that I know if Brother Mentu Hotep, he's aware of the documentary that was produced. The title of it actually is called Ananurbe, It's spelled A-H-N-E-R-B-E, and it illustrates the German expeditions all, like you said, all throughout Tibet, Asia, South America, and it was the exploratory expeditions all over India and different parts of the world that was exploring German ancestry, and to the point to where Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, they were obsessed with eugenics and the practice of perfecting your race. So if anyone is interested, look for that documentary called Ananurbe on YouTube.
Hey, you know what? Thank you, brother. Bro. Stay on
that's
line.
True.
I got Sister Keela. Let me bring Sister. I got Sister Malika. You in? Let me ask y'all. These movies. Remember The Boy from Brazil, where Gregory Peck was Nazi, and he wanted to clone Hitler. And in the end, they had to kill. So this is something that they are in a religion. It's not just science. They are religiously trying to make this happen. They are showing you everywhere that they have to make a master race. They've been saying that for years, a master race, a master race. And we've been thinking, hey, you know, because we don't want to be bad to nobody, but it comes a point in time when we have to really wake up, because they are at the threshold of creating a master race, an army. I've seen this. And it's only a matter of time, because they are preparing the area for war. All that's going on in Russia.
Brother Drabone. Brother Drabone, let me say this here. They got a brand new movie coming out with the girl from Avatar, the little, I think she's Hispanic black, called Rosemary Baby. Now, you have to understand, Hitler and Milo Lubomirski, these are all people with the same. They were creating, that story is really talking about, it's the whole stuff of Antichrist or anti-life, you want to call it. They're obsessed with this. And these are court realms, they're obsessed with this. You ever do the movie called Child of the Moon? Go into these studies, they talk about it. This stuff is unbelievable, and it's not fake. I wish it was fake, because I could make a good movie out of it, if I, you know, like Harry Potter, but you could still. But it's not fake.
But you know,
this is real.
But it's not. We talk about something, and I'm gonna bring something to your attention too. All the movies, like the Omen movie, when they said in that movie they was gonna make food a weapon. Remember, the Syrian was going to, when he found out that they were gonna use food as a weapon, all of a sudden he gets stuck into the chamber and he can't breathe. Well, they were telling you. They were going to use food. Monsanto is real, everybody. Monsanto is real. I don't know if y'all know this, everybody, but farmers around the world have committed suicide because of Monsanto. All over the world. And we act like it's no big deal. And when we asked everybody to call, when Moving for Change came on and brought about the GMOs, you know, when are we going to wake up? I'm going to tell everybody this. We are the last sleeping giant, everybody. They know it.
Wow.
We are the only people that is well armed, and they are preparing to disarm us at every turn. This is what people do who want to control you. And we're at that threshold. And again, I'm gonna give everybody who y'all can get jump in. Y'all remember the movie Django? Now there is also studies on various different white people. I want you to know that they did their own study on themselves. They just didn't do black.
Yes, they did.
They have different. They have different genetic white class. I didn't think this up. They did, and they saying that they don't have a problem killing the darker white, because you know some white guys like a tan, and some guys only the pure Scandinavian, Denmark, Anglo-Saxon, in that area. Is considered to be their master race composite.
Can I say this, brother?
Go right ahead.
That's why people have to understand, when you hear about Hitler killing some Jews, they weren't killing those white, so white. They were killing some mixed breeds too, who were the gypsies,
Well, this stuff is so, I mean, they was killing people called the Cathars over there in Russia. This was another mixed race people. They have been killing anything that does not match that eugenics. This stuff goes back to Stalin. I mean, this stuff will blow. The first, and Brother Drablon put me on this, Shark Island, they was killing black folks before they even went to the Jews, or these so-called Jews. So people got to understand, they were doing research on their own people because they were trying to make their master race. And they were trying, and here's the scary, when you read that book called The Coming Race, man, that tell you whatever they're afraid of is for real. And it ain't no joke. If you think I'm lying, pull it up, because the stuff will blow your mind. These people knew when they went all around and they went on all these tombs. They went out to Arawak, out in Tibet, and they seen these big black faces, big nose, and they was like, oh, my God, what in the world is this? And they went all over the Pacific, seen hieroglyphics. They went in the Colorado Mountains, seen hieroglyphics. They seen all this stuff, and they said, oh, Lord, what are we going to do? We're ruling the world, and I know people don't want to hear this. We're ruling the world, and it was a black world before, and they were advanced. Holy God, what are we going to do? If you don't believe me, do some research. They're not afraid of no spirit coming out of the sky. They're scared of something coming out of the sky that don't look like them. And I ain't talking about the average white. I'm talking about the elitists. And people got to just deal with facts, man. Get your emotions out of this crap. Deal with facts.
Can I say one thing? I just want to say one thing. I just want to make this point. I want to say this, and then I'm good. I want to put people on to a book that's written, that I'm, it's in front of me right now as I speak, and I don't know if you're going to be able to get a hold of it, but I would advise every people that's listening to this to Google it. It's called The Introduction, Nature of Nature, and it's written by Afro Uno, A-F-R-O-O-O-O-N-O-O. You need this in your possession. If we had this in our possession, we would be, a lot of these arguments that we have been written by an African author would be cleared up. This book deals with everything that we're talking about tonight from an African standpoint and the origin of all humanity.
To well, give us an example.
This is my new Bible. The Introduction to the Nature of Nature, written by Afro Uno. I found it at an African bookstore.
But give me a synoptic of what, why you're saying that. What makes you say that? What do you see in that book?
I'm saying that because I read part one and part two is dealing with everything from a historical African origin point of view, not dealing with the Bible. It's dealing with Bible concepts, but from an African origin point of view of how the smart circle and all life was created. And I think it's very influential that everybody have this or at least read it.
Yeah, bro, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now.
About it.
Hold on. He's looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it right now. If I go into it and start reading some excerpts, it's dealing with a lot of stuff that we're talking about, but from an African origin standpoint, as far as
race, I appreciate
everything.
I'm looking at it right now.
Everybody who's listening, who got your computers, write it down. Let's look it up, and y'all start to read these things. Like we're trying to get a book club anyway, because so, I want to bring my brother on here, Brother Keith. His book.
It's very hard to get a hold of because they don't have that many copies in the store. I was blessed to get copies back like 7 years ago. I got the Introduction to Nature, and then I just sat down and read it all and compared it to the Bible. And yes, there's similarities, but it's a lot of stuff that's left out that's dealing with us in this book.
Well,
and the cycles
of
nature.
I mentioned a whole bunch of stuff. We entered the metaneta, so that's not a problem for us. What we're doing also is, see, that's because that's why we're trying to connect everybody on the same wavelength, because everybody has a conscious level of what we are talking about, and so we just bring it all to into fruition, because just what you said is off the same talk we've been talking. You got to have the concept. That's why I read the Maya before we even start, because we got to have the concept of Africa in our mind and the spirituality. It's a hard process, everybody, because like he said before, we fight a lot of mental bombardment. Remember we had that show called Scientific Management. I'm not coming up with this stuff. We're doing the research to find out what the enemy is doing in the battle of life. That's all we're trying to do. And basically,
we can't find out what the enemy is doing if you read in their books, because they're not. We need to have authors from Africa. We need to have it's enough of their perception. We have been bombarded with their perception. We reiterate everything from their perception. I read a book that blah 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 said. No, we need to deal with our own ancient ancestors that have literature out here for us.
Well, how do you think we learn?
You say the Meneneta. I don't know who wrote the Meneneta. I would have to go and do research on that. Afro Uno, I know he's an African who wrote this book. The Meneneta, I don't know. I would have to do research on that. Because we deal with a lot of other people's literature on us, but it's not written by.
Hold on. We just had Sheikh Diop, Dr. Ngimi, who's from the Congo. I'm confused now. I don't know.
Can I say something to the brother? Listen, brother, I hear what you're saying, brother. It's very important to read, and the fact that he's an African author, yes, that's true. But not everybody in Africa is grounded. And not everybody, not to say that the brother's not grounded, but what I'm saying is you have to know your, in this day and age, look at the situation that we're in. Our counterparts, our people over us, they know more about our history than we know about our own selves. It is very important study what your. It is very important. It's strategic. When you're at warfare, you have to know what your enemy is thinking or what your enemy is studying in order to come and counteract with your enemy. The history that they have is our history, but we have to learn how to decipher it because they have taken it and twisted around and given it back to us, watered down. And they're not giving you the original. So you have to know what's given to you and what is what. That is why you have so much confusion today. It's very important. We have to know who we are. We have to know our history. But we have to also know what the enemy has and what your counterpart also has or is using against you. That's why we are in the limbo that we are right now. We all are in confusion. And they're going to continue to give confusion. They're going to continue to come to us, especially nowadays right now when we're trying to elevate ourselves and we have like shows like The Brother has, like Jordan has, trying to educate the masses. Like he says, we are the last of the few. And they're going to, but even with that, they're going to try to confuse you because they'll show you certain things that are true, but they hold up another piece. Later down the line, they'll give you another piece of truth, but they'll confuse you with other stuff. So they have to completely mess you up. So you have to know the whole. Mm-hmm. It's like pieces in a puzzle. If you don't have all the pieces, then you can't put the puzzle together, brother.
Well, also, when we talk about stolen legacy, these men, they went to Africa. How do you think they got the information? They had to go to Africa to get it. And it cost them their lives. So it's not fair for them to be putting themselves on the line for us to read this type of information. And then we don't dispense it out. I mean, these people were killed. Absolutely killed. I mean, if you look at the tragedy of our scholars, which sometimes it's a shame we don't even look at the tragedy of them. J.I. Rogers, Arthur Schomburg in New York. These people called hell to go and tell them y'all lying. They called hell to say, to tell them that you lying. And they prove that they lying. It doesn't make sense for us to cater to the feeling of, we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Man, while we saying it, to be honest with you, I think every hour there's 28. I think every minute. I mean, every minute there's 28 brothers and sisters being killed. Every minute on this planet. based off what we know to be. Now everybody want to come on now. If y'all want to stay on, don't hang up because it'll drop you. And I see y'all. Yeah. Let me go to some more calls. Somebody, now everybody want 5102. 5102. 5102, you're on the air. Oh, you just listen. I'll bring you back. I'm going to go to 8376 because you just came on the air, too. 8376.
Yes, Liz.
Go ahead. I hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead. Oh, he's right bones. You're on the
Hello?
Air.
I'm just,
yes,
just listening. Thank you.
Okay, well, your hand came up. I'm sorry, but keep listening. I appreciate you listening. Let's just say this for everybody who's up still on here, a lot of you still. Would it be smart to say that, because the brothers say we need to learn about Africa. I'm here to say I don't think Africa knows themselves that much either no more, because we had a show about that.
No.
And Africa seems to be wanting to turn white. It's like a reverse role. That now we want to be what the oppressor of this time is. Now, I might be wrong, but maybe we did oppress this grafted breed to do something that we don't know. Maybe that's why it's not talked about. Maybe the hatred is from something that was done to them. And I think we're going to have to explore that at another show because this hatred goes way back, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to go right by scripture. Yeah, go right ahead.
I want to say this here, brothers, and this is why I had to do the research on this here, and that's a lot more research, and we got to come back to this again. I will give websites, different point of view for black scholars, white scholars. I will go into the translations from ancient Kush, Ethiopia, and I will show you. We're going to take it to another level because when a dog sees a cat, it knows their enemy. And it's not. And if you notice, cats and dogs can get along, but at times they don't. And I'm not saying either one is animal. What I'm saying is, how many times does it take you to understand something different? And let me show you this. The guy Sterling with the L.A. Killer. He's Jewish. He don't like black folks. But guess what? He sleeps with a half Hispanic black girl. But he knows in his heart what he believes and what he thinks. For some reason, we always give excuses. We come up with these far-fetched stuff, excuses. These other folks have it straight down the line. This is it. Not all. This is it. This is what I believe. This is what I have. Boom. This is it. Take what leave it. So we need to start researching this. Why do these people have a hatred for me? What is going on here? Why is this like this? And stop coming up with these far-fetched, out-of-the-world stuff and start saying, you know what? Something must have happened. Something they know. They know our history better than we do. That's why they killed all our leaders.
Well, you know, let's be honest about that. I'm glad you brought that up. And all who listen. Somebody phone real loud, and I have to turn you off. And I got to turn people off because of that.
Okay.
All right. I hear it still. Hold on. Montu, you still with me? Okay, went out. Okay.
I'm here, bro.
Okay, good. Let's just say this, everybody, for the sake of argument, if you look at all the nations on the planet Earth, they have all been under the submission of Europe at one time. Matter of fact, England was once so deep, it said the sun never set on her empire.
True.
And so we got to ask ourselves, how is this done? What culpability do we as a people have in this going on? Because somewhere down the line, we either are a culprit in this that we are trying to lie to ourselves about, because basically what I'm saying is about this, because every time I look at some of the things that are going on, I find one of us around. Maybe they was made to explorers. Because they did a lot of exploring that was kind of hard to explain when you think about it. How did they get into the interior of Africa without our help? I mean, they went deep. They even made Tarzan movies to make us believe they were there. How did that happen? It got to be a reason. And to this day now, everybody is in the motherland. So I'm understanding what the brother's saying about Africa, but man, Africa is in bad shape, everybody. I mean, I know it's rich. You got some, everybody, you know, you got ultra cities and crush, but far as the resource and wealth, they do not have it like they should. They do not have it like they should. They should be one of the most wealthiest continents on the planet, and they people should never hunger and want. But we see that's not the case. The brother mentioned that the people that had the most problems with the chemist was Libya area. You see how they treated Libya? Everybody, when they went after Gaddafi, it was barbaric. I mean, under the Geneva Convention, he was supposed to at least have a case. They just rounding people up and butchering them. Every leader has been butchered so far. I want y'all to understand that. Saddam Hussein, butchered. No type of court case. And yet, when it comes to the people who are doing the most killing, they don't do that to them. We got to wonder why. Because if we don't know why, our children will be easy prey. Because, see, some of us are at an age where, hey, we got to, you know, we might not make it to see all that's happening. But our children are in a serious situation. The cyber wars, I was looking at some information about that. They talking about having sex with robots. They don't even need women no more.
What?
Oh, yeah. Japanese don't have robots now. They got sex robots. Oh, yeah. Look it up.
Well, you know where that comes from. Remember Blade Runner? They had certain androids, a half human. Man, this stuff is incredible, bro. That's back in the early, late 70s, 80s, they talked about that. Here we go again, another movie. You're exactly right, bro. They do have that over there.
They have. And
they
so this is
know.
Where we're going.
They let us know. I have an African.
Go ahead.
Hello? African friends. And the other days I was in Facebook talking to an African that he had posted something, and it was an ongoing back and forth thing. It got to the point where he told me that he was going to, in a very nice way, that he was going to delete me because he didn't like what I was telling him. Because Africans are, for some reason, well, you know, I have an African friend of mine that every time he's from Nigeria, and every time I speak to him, he always asks me the same question. How's the wealth over there? I tell him, why do you occupy yourself to know the wealth over here when you have wealth in your own country? So it's, you know, they don't want to, many of them just don't want to hear the truth. You know, they're oblivious. They don't want to hear the truth because, you know, they themselves have been brainwashed too.
Yeah, of course.
I hate to say it, but yeah.
Of course they've been brainwashed. A sister came from Africa not too long ago, and she told me what was going on over there, and it was almost shocking. They're using what we used to do in the 50s. They're using bleach cream lighter. They're bleaching their faces at a high level. Look at Sammy Sosa. I mean, this is a phenomenon that has to be looked at, everybody. We're not just doing this to be funny. We're doing it because it is happening. Now, there are albino children in Africa that are being eaten. I hope y'all heard what I said. They eat albinos in Africa. Now, you can play with it if you want. They claim they have magical power.
Yeah.
I have not seen the magic. But it's definitely been told. Now, these stories have to be really looked at because why are the albinos attacked? When we hear from the Bible that these lepers were dripping, how many of you ever heard of Jahazi in the Bible? Jahazi whole generation turned white.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Jahazi. And he turned totally white, was driven out in the Bible.
Can I say this here, brother?
Go ahead.
Let me say this here, brother. They said that these Sethian people, that's why, man, the Bible and ancient Egyptian, Ethiopian history is all the same. Take these European Jews out of it. It talks about the Sethian people, or Seth. They were white color in that. These people, they used to kill them. Now, this is in Africa now. Ain't no Middle East. Just throw that out the way. Same thing. These same traditions go all through Africa. And then some of them, they would go again that eating thing. It's, I'm telling you, brother, if we start, brother and sister, if we start doing the research, you'll see why these people have, not all of them, the ones who are leaders, why do you have such a disdain for it? Because they have the records. And they was like, oh, my God, what have you done to us? And that's why, let me tell you, a man don't hate you for no reason. That's insane. He has to have a reason. And that's the reason, people. If we knew the history of ourselves and some of the things we've done and why we did it, it'll blow your mind.
And you know, the reason why I say that, it was so cool. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. If you got, well, let me make a point. The reason why I say that now is because we at the threshold on this land right here. We at the threshold. We are seeing more. We have a, see how we can't take out a color no matter how we try. Look how they made a big deal out of Obama. I mean, Obama had people crying all because he was black. That's how deep this goes.
Yeah.
W. Du Bois said that the biggest problem being in the 21st century would be the color problem. We didn't create this, y'all. We just trying to make it through it. Of course, we are doing it because we are spiritual. But our truth brings out spirituality as well, because it makes you realize where you're at in your station as well. They are upset with a lot of things that me and none of you on this line have done. It goes back generations, thousands of years. And because we don't know
exactly.
It's going back thousands of years, we are susceptible to being taken out without knowing. Like, it'd be different. I don't know why they kill us. But then when you find out, oh, I know why now. Oh, my goodness, we did this to them, or we found out we put them in an area, or they were driven out of an area. If you was driven out of an area and you was able to flourish in another area and you was able to come back, I think you would come back pretty mad, personally. That's my opinion. I don't think if somebody do something to you, I think you come back pretty mad. And if it's the case, you know, and this is my opinion. This is not word. I can't substantiate this at all, so I'm not going to say fact on this one. But I will say this. It's got to be something in the earth, the area, the environment, because I notice people who are in different regions of the earth are very relaxed when the sun is on. Very relaxed people. Matter of fact, too relaxed. And those who are in colder climates have a tendency to be very hostile, very ruthless. And I don't know if it has to do with the genetic of weather, but I think all that plays a part of this. And the reason why I'm saying that, Dr. Francis Quest Wessling, we have the caveman papers. We have so many books by scholars themselves who are of both races. And it's just going out to find it and look this up, y'all, because, again, it's not something that we can pressure you into doing. You guys are all spiritual beings. You all got the capacity. We all on the same level on this phone, basically everybody. All we ask y'all to do is, you know, we are in the awakening, and we're on this show saying that we want to awaken the people, and we know the masses ain't always going to be awakened, but we can do what we can. We trying to get together with all you on this phone, because we're going to close out in a minute, and I thank the brother, Matu Himotep. We're going to have another show on this, because it's even more than that we want to talk about. Because of the length of time, I want y'all to know that even sacrifice that we see all these people missing, gone. If you look up some of the early Europeans, when they were in the medieval era, or the say so-called Renaissance era, they were doing a lot of things of eating people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't talk about it because it's scary. You know, it's scary. They were doing
let me add this here, brother. While you're talking on that, while we got this little time. If you go up there and you hear about Yale, and you feel with the skull and bones, this stuff that they are doing, and they still do, and they get a lot of stuff from Hitler and all them, they eat pineal glands. They will literally go in and they will eat them. Yes. And they would see, they understand that these are ancient rituals. Okay? I hate to say it, but it's true. These are ancient rituals.
Yeah.
And these people know that these things, you gain power from this stuff. There's an old story. The Indian folks say that if you eat a person, you would turn into this wild animal.
I can give you the name. You can look at it. It'll blow your mind. But they do this stuff because it gives them this power. There's some incredible stuff, people.
And
that's
why?
Going on.
You know,
because they understand. Yeah.
Why do we give them power, everybody? Because every piece of our body is like a energy level. It's energy all through our body.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is running through all of us. And when they eat this energy, people say, "Oh no, you absolutely are wrong." That's how they make people and stronger. That's where the concept of the steroids and shooting people up to make them bigger and stronger. Where do you think that science came from? They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be worked on people, y'all. They had to be worked on people.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why I'm saying this, everybody that's in, and I'm going to use the Bible because I know it's the easiest one, everybody is always learned in the science. And we need to realize how powerful science is. It is almost as spiritual as anything that's out there because it breaks down the whole essence of self. And that means out in universe, everything, molecules. And just so everybody know that, the serpent, the snakes, we were told in the Bible that it was wicked. But you know the serpent, the snake, is not. It means the kundalini, it means rejuvenation. And guess why? It has so much power. Every time you go to the doctor, you see that snake is going across
mm-hmm.
a hole with the wings
mm-hmm.
of Maya, which is
mm-hmm.
true, above it. They know. That's spirituality right there. That's African spirituality that our people don't even know about. See, we are here to decipher our African spirituality for people, and we're doing it. You know how much people, tell Montu, you know how much money people pay for this type of knowledge? And we make
man, brother, I'm telling you right now, we was at a white audience for what we saying, and so the time coming on here, my God, we'd be rich. But see, what this is, I'm serious. If we nurture our people, here we go. We got to nurture our people. Start with what we're doing now, and more people talk to more people. We'll build a movement. You know, Professor Griffin and these other brothers got their own radio show. We've got to nourish our people to become knowledge-based because they think knowledge is of the devil. Oh, Lord, don't get too smart. The devil gets. These people got us believing that knowledge is, which even the own Bible tells you. People pass on lack of knowledge. But if you go in church, they'll tell you the devil. So something's kind of crazy. But our counterparts, they nurture their children different than we do. We have to nurture our children. This is back in Nazi Germany. What was this? It was the children. That's how you get the children. He had a whole SS army of children. That's how we groomed them. We gave up on our children.
Yeah,
we let Lil Wayne and Nasty
Nicki
Minaj take our children. This man wearing a dress, this girl here with a dong on at a concert, and we wonder why our children are confused. Let me tell you something. The old black folks, if they would have tried that back in the 70s, they would have been dead. They would have been dead. Them thugs weren't even a tip with the real cats we had back in the day. The thugs would have killed them. Now, well, the thugs crazy. They ain't even got no honor. And then the children crazy. So I don't know what to say, brother. We start with these groups where we're talking on the radio station to alert our people in the church, in organizations. Problem is the organizations don't work for us. The Boule, the Black Masonry, the church, they're all white-minded. That's why we're losing. I'm not against what I'm just telling you. It's for their people.
And he said, when he said that, I want y'all to realize where we're going with this. And we're going to end it on this note. Since everybody talking about Sterling, be honest with yourself. The NAACP, and I'm going to end on this, who's supposed to be the National Association Advancement of Colored People, was given an award to what is known to be a racist, not only once, but they were going to give him one on May the 13th, and this is going to be the Lifetime Achievement Award. Don't you think that something has gone totally wrong here? If he actually could say, if I was him, I would actually say, "How am I racist? I'm going to get a award from the NAACP." I would have been used that a long time ago. That would have been one of the things I used. I would say, I don't understand what's going on there. It's a joke. But the fact remains is we have to be the ones that do this, because if our prime organizations are that stupid to give a person that type of award and prestige, then you have to think, who are they working for? And one day, I'm going to ask my brother to come on here, because we got the information. And we're not just going to bash the Khazars, but we have to show that the NAACP was started by Mary Overton White. She did a great job of telling our plight in the Times of New York, but it has been controlled up until the 70s by the Khazari Empire and, of course, the Protestant Empire. And to this day, if you notice, and I'm going to show you how grafting, the brother just said something. He said when they grafted from lighter to lighter, they would take the ones that was light and they would use them in positions because they would be more beneficial to them to listen. If you look at that era of eugenics, and I'm going to leave on this, W. Du Bois, El Mulatto. You had Thurgood Marshall, mulatto. You had Clayton Adam Powell, mulatto. These are all people that went to judgeships, went to the high positions, and you have to look at some of the things that was done. And it's not that I have a problem with people being light, because, you know, it's not really about, I'm looking at what they have done themselves. Because of this story of Yaku grafting to lighter, you notice that they use, in our own people, the light-skinned one. It's always been said the light-skinned one. Even though we know it ain't just the light-skinned one on everything, but they have made it the light-skinned one. It used to be a time that you had to be light to be in some of the fraternal orders. It's called the bag test. Spike Lee made a great movie about that, back called School Days. It's always been a class color game created by somebody. On our next show, we will still carry on with this. It'll be Monday night. It'll be called Free Your Mind Monday, because I don't think we can take one night of this. I think we might have to go to part two. And if I can get Brother Matu Hotep to confirm, I think we will have a part two. So, Brother, are you willing to come back on Monday and those of you on there, and we just keep this going for a minute? And we're going to have not just but solutions on how we can unify, because bottom line is America's changing. Not every white person is your enemy. And I'm going to tell you how you know that. You should know that. Couldn't get over here to the Underground Railroad without the Quakers. Without the Quakers.
That's it, bro.
Didn't do a lot of stuff. Now, again, the brother made it clear. He said the elite, the bourgeoisie. I showed y'all yesterday, Monday, the Beacon Rebellion, when we fought against the bourgeoisie tobacco company. Because in the bottom line, we all have the power to create. Period. What we create will be determined on us. So good night. I hope everybody enjoyed what you learned. Look up what we said. Bring it back to the table. Call somebody. Get involved with something. Go to some a workshop with kids. Get involved with something so we can say we did something on this planet. Peace out.
Peace, brother.